To step aboard the Lady Washington, beneath the two thick wood masts that soar overhead, enlaced in a maze of ropes and rigging and tightly furled sails, is to step back in time. This is a detailed replica of a ship with a 260-year history, where the few modern touches required are carefully masked from public view.
It's what a lot of people think of when they think of tall ships. Squares on both masts, about 90 feet high, and really nice figurehead on forward named Martha. She's 112 feet long, 22 feet wide, and her displacement is 99 tons.
That's Matthew Gallen, Elmo, to the crew and passengers, who was the first or chief's mate on the ship during its California visit last year. He says the Lady Washington's most remarkable dimension is its past.
The original Lady Washington, believed to be built in 1750 in Massachusetts, was originally built as a sloop, and she, later in her life, was the vessel that started early American trade routes, went to trade with Native Americans on the West Coast, so it was the first American vessel to round Cape Horn, make landfall on the West Coast, as well as sail over to Japan and China.
These days, the Lady Washington plies the waters of the Pacific Coast, from its home port in Puget Sound to San Diego, in the company of a second, slightly smaller sailing ship, the Hawaiian Chieftain, which has more of a classic pirate ship design. Their shared mission is not exploration or trade, but education, with groups of school children their primary cargo.
Taking kids on board for a three-hour sail, where we teach them teamwork, line handling, basics of sailing, and then we break them into rotations, briefly detailing the life of a sailor, the life of early coastal trade, and the life of an officer. So they get a taste for mathematics, working together, working with your hands for making knots, things like that, as well as the history of the vessel and early American history.
During the ship's six-day stay in Bodega Bay, most of those outings will be made aboard the Hawaiian Chieftain. Gallen explains that's due to its shallower draft, which is a better match for the narrowly defined channel through the sheltered bay.
Bodega Bay's tricky as far as depth, tide, and all that. You look out there and it's just mud left and right and a really narrow channel. Chieftain will have to take head sails because Lady just can't go out. She's too deep. She's in the mud.
But both vessels will head out to the Outer Bay on Saturday and Sunday, where they'll give the paying passengers on board and spectators on land or other boats a hands-on demonstration of nautical battle maneuvers.
We get to show them how two boats of roughly equal size would have fought back then, what the differences between the two boats are. Chieftain sails much faster. Chieftain can spin it like a top in the water. Lady's a bit more heavy in the water, doesn't maneuver quite as well. But the things we can do with this boat, with a full crew, tacking, wearing, box hauls, trying to maneuver for position, good shots, bow shots, stern shots, broadsides are usually a load of rubbish.
Yes, both ships are equipped with cannons that actually fire, but only powder, no cannonballs. And they can be used for more than combat.
Lady has 2 3-pound deck guns and 2 1-pound swivels. Swivels are the equivalent of shotguns, and the 3-pound deck guns would be our main line of defense, as well as flashbang cartography, sending out a report and getting an echo, timing the echo and being able to identify shore features.
The tours and cruises offered aboard the two tall ships sold out quickly last April. Advance reservations can be made through the website historicalseaport.org. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.